Now, I consider this to be very crafty, skilled statesmanship on the part of little Kim. And I raise the question, is he more stable and more skillful than his American counterpart?
Well, we're going to make a diplomat out of you yet, Peter, because that's exactly what I would say is the correct reading of this. This is very skillful diplomacy on his part because he knows that he's going to have to make what the United States would consider concessions, but he doesn't want to appear to be making concessions, and he certainly doesn't want to appear to be making them under pressure from Trump. And so you hand those things over in the beginning as if they were gifts. And then you basically get to where you want to be without appearing to have given anything up. This is very skillful ways this game is played. There are other things that have signaled how serious North Korea is about this compared to previous efforts. And a couple of them go into some of the way that Korean people interact with each other and interact with the world. You take a look at the Olympics. The North Koreans sent two very important people to the Olympics. They sent Kim Jong-un's sister, and they sent Kim Jong-nam, who is a 90-year-old man who's in the background of almost every picture you see of any of the leadership there. By sending Kim's sister and offering her personal invitation that leaders from the South visit the North, they essentially made an offer that the South couldn't refuse culturally. By making that personal extension there, it trapped the South into having to accept at some level the invitation. It would have been a personal insult that would have been a hole that diplomats would have been digging out of forever. It was very skillful. The other guy, Kim Jong-nam, is 90 years old. He was a member of the Communist Party when the Japanese still occupied the peninsula. He has served all three Kims. He fought he's a combat veteran of the Korean War. His credibility with the North Korean hardliners is impeccable. And don't fool yourself. Kim Jong-un is a dictator, but he doesn't rule without consultation. He doesn't rule without at least the quiet acquiescence of his military and his intelligence people. He needs to make sure everybody is on board as he moves forward. And by sending that guy to the Olympics, he was making a very public statement, both internally to his own country and externally to the world, the people who know about these things, that what he is doing here has been vetted. It has been run through the approval process, such as it is in North Korea.